You've been listening to the Day One Show, brought to you by the Marshall County United Methodist Churches. Time now for the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL.
Welcome to the Day One Follow-Up Show, the interdenominational program featuring Christian leaders from across Marshall County and Western Kentucky. Stay tuned for a discussion of the scripture and sermon of the past half hour. And now, here's your host to introduce this week's panel.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL and WCCK. So proud that you've joined us today. And we are sponsored by the Third Place Ministries, which is the United Methodist Churches in Marshall County. So proud that you are listening on the Sunday, the fifth Sunday of March. My, where does time go? It just seems that you blink your eyes and it's a year later sometimes, doesn't it? It just seems to happen so fast, and we're seeing new leaves come out and just a new renewal everywhere. And I'm praying that also this is a new feeling for you every day that you wake up, you know, and that we come alive just like nature is around us. Well, I'm your host, Lois Cunningham, and today I am going to be talking about helping people become God's friends from 2 Corinthians. But, you know, we need to be God's friends, and that way we can also be friends with one another. And friendship is so important. Honestly, it is so important. But to have a friend, you've got to be a friend, not be a dictator of a friendship. So, you know, that sometimes that takes a little learning how to do, especially as we grow as the seasons do. Well, before I go any further, I would like to lead us in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity to share with people who long to hear about you. We thank you, dear Lord, for all the many blessings. And forgive us, dear Lord, for not recognizing that you are with us always. Dear Lord, I pray that this prayer will encompass every person's heart and what they're asking you for. Please, I pray, be with the doctors and nurses who are treating those people who are ill and have come to those people for help. I thank you, dear Lord, for so many things. I pray, dear Lord, that you help me to speak your word through this program today. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Being the fifth Sunday of March means that, you know, wow, we've already gone through 3 months of a brand new year. And next week will be the first Sunday of the month. And so I want to remind you about the Third Place Ministries laundry ministry that will take place. It will be from 1 to 3 o'clock at the Eyewash in Benton, where people there from the United Methodist Churches will be taking turns, and they will pay for up to 3 loads of laundry for anyone that comes in that day. And there will be refreshments, and there will be talks, and I think there's free books. This is all kinds of things that they have to share with you. But having help with laundry, believe me, I know, is a big deal. So come on out and let us help you make things a lot easier. And I know that, you know, it'll be a blessing for those who want to help you, but especially for you. So don't forget. That'll be Sunday, the first Sunday always, at the Eyewash in Benton, Kentucky, right behind McDonald's and next to
Snap Fitness.
Go on out and, you know, take advantage of that. Absolutely. Well, also, what's coming up in March? Of course, the first Monday is Tater Day, actually. But then, we have Palm Sunday coming up and Easter Sunday. And right now, we're in the season of Lent. And as we approach those seasons in the year, a lot of people take that time to say, well, I want to go to church that Sunday. And that's fine. And you are welcomed. A lot of churches will have sunrise services. And maybe Easter egg hunts going on. Just a lot of different things. Some people like to plan for the new Easter bonnet, as it was called when I was younger. They have Easter parades and stuff like that. Of course, as time goes by, people look at the Easter season and celebrate it in different ways. But one thing that's never changed is this is where Christ, God's sinless Son that he sent as a human being who knew no sin, became sin for each of us and rose again. He was here to try to show us how we can live our lives and paid for our sins. Can you imagine that? All the suffering that he did. It is so amazing. But our Bible, as you know, we've been studying, it tells us about all that. If you read it as a storybook, that's fine. But this is actually true. This is the Word of God given to us. We don't worship the Bible. The Bible talks about God. This isn't something we're supposed to put on a table and make sure nobody touches it, you know, or never write in it. That's things that we've heard all of our life. Yes, respect your Bible, but read your Bible. It's not a subject to be worshipped. What's worshipped is what it's saying to us. These are God's words for us, to us, about how we can live a life. And if you follow it along with the program, you know that the scriptures that we have shared still relate to today. Well, right now, I'm going to take a break, but when I come back, we will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Please stay tuned.
Thank you.
Well, hello, and welcome back to the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL and WCCK. And I'm your host, Lois Cunningham. I'd like to share with you the scriptures that come from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 21. And this time I'm going to share with you the scripture from the easy-to-read version, the translations of the Bible. Now, this is Paul, and as you know, Paul spoke to the people and shared God's word with them everywhere he went, regardless of whether he was traveling, whether he was jailed or whatever, after he, well, began a new life, a new creation from God, from the evil Saul that he was, to Paul, who became one of his greatest, I would say, apostles, who went out and spread his word. And verse 9 starts with this: our only goal is to always please the Lord, whether we are living here in this body or there with him. We must all stand before Christ to be judged. Everyone will get what they should. They will be paid for whatever they did, good or bad, and when they have lived in this earthly body. It goes on in verse 11 to say, and this is all titled, helping people become God's friends. And Paul starts this out, verse 11, saying, we know what it means to fear the Lord. So we try to help people accept the truth. God knows what we really are. And I hope that in your hearts, you know us too. We are not trying to prove ourselves to be you again. We are telling you about ourselves. We are giving you reasons to be proud of us. Then you will have an answer for those who are proud about what can be seen. They don't care about what's in a person's heart. If we're crazy, it's for God. If we have our right mind, it's for you. The love of Christ controls us because we know that one person died for everyone. So all have died. He died for all so that those who live would not continue to live for themselves. He died for them and was raised from death, so that they would live for him. I'm going to stop right there for now and talk about this a little bit. He's talking about God sending Jesus to earth as a human to experience the things that humans experience, but to show them that there is another life. The earth is Satan's playground, and we are here to try to help those learn how they can be loved by God, just like we were when we were reborn. And that means whenever we turn our lives over to Christ. So what he's referring to is when we accept God and Jesus as God's Son, and we become anew, a reborn, a rebirth, we become a new creation. And just like a brand new baby, we are new to this new creation that we have become, because we no longer enjoy the sin of the world. We want to strive to do and please things for God and to share his love with other people. He mentioned in here that, you know, a lot of people can't tell what's in a person's heart, but they judge them from what they see. We know that. I think we're all guilty of that a little bit. Some people may think we're crazy, but if we're crazy, it's for God. If we have a right mind, Paul says it's for each other. And, you know, in verse 14, he said, the love of Christ controls us because we know that one person died for everyone. Jesus didn't die just for one person or two people. He died for all of us, generation after generation. And that's why God sent him to be human. But whenever he rose from the dead, he no longer had the human body. Just as whenever we pass on and go to heaven, we will not have that human body anymore. And we will be judged for whatever we did while we were in our bodies, good or bad. That's what this is telling us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. When we look at this and we see what it is, we remember what Paul says, so all have died. When we become new with Christ, the old us is gone, and we should become new, just as white as snow, and clean and pure, because we have washed all of the sin off, because that's how God accepted us. This says in verse 15, he died for all so that those who live could not continue to live just for themselves. He died for them and was raised from death so that they would live for him, not for themselves. Well, with that, I'm going to take a short break, and when I come back, we'll finish talking about the rest of these scriptures, and you think in your mind, what did they say to you? Did it make a difference? Did it open your eyes a little bit? You know, we can't do anything without God's help. And we rely on each other, and it's our job to help one another. But to remember, as a born-again Christian, don't just throw them into the fire and expect a baby to drive a car, so to speak, or expect them to sit down and eat meat because they can handle it. No. A newborn Christian needs to be nurtured just like a baby, but with pride, because they're eager to work. The devil's going to try to tear that down, but we must work to tell them how important they are, and not to worry because they don't understand it all right now, but they will. It takes patience, and it takes time, and it takes prayer. I will be right back, so please stay tuned. Welcome back to the final session today of the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL and WCCK. I'm going to pick up where I left off, where Paul is speaking to the Corinthians. And this is in chapter 5, the 2 Corinthians. And I'm on verse 16. And Paul speaks to them saying this: "From this time on, we don't think of anyone as the world thinks of people. It's true that in the past, we thought of Christ as the world thinks. But we don't think that way now. When anyone was or is in Christ, it's a whole new world. The old things are gone. Suddenly, everything is new. All this is from God through Christ. God made peace between himself and us. And God gave us the work of bringing people into peace with him. I mean that God was in Christ, making peace between the world and himself. In Christ, God did not hold people guilty for their sins. He gave us the message of peace to tell people. So we have now sent to speak for Christ. It is like God calling to people through us. We speak for Christ when we beg you to be at peace with God. Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin so that in Christ we could be right with God." The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. When we think about these words, it's almost like he's talking to us directly, isn't it? That's a miracle of the Bible's words that God wanted us to know. Generation after generation, it still applies. Although things around us change, seasons change, the times we live in, the people, what they do and say and things like that change, but the Word of God does not change. And the Bible is what God wants us to know. I look at it like a diary of God and Jesus' life. So not every single detail is going to be put in it, but everything that is in it, God has put in it. Does that make sense? All of these things relate back and try to teach us what we can do and where we've been and where we can go and how things are. You know, don't fret about tomorrow. And these things we should be sharing with one another. So Paul, in verse 16, he said that from this time on, we don't think of anyone as the world thinks of people. Well, we're not supposed to judge. And when Jesus came to earth and started his ministry, he didn't go to a certain speck of people, did he? He went to the broken people. He went to the ill people. He went to those who needed to be refreshed, needed to be healed, and needed a chance at a brand new life, no matter what. And Saul being changed to Paul definitely proves that, because we know he was one of the greatest persecutors against God's children. We know that. And then for him to become one of his greatest friends, apostle, whatever you want to say, evangelist, that's telling us that God does forgive when we truly repent. When we truly give up the old way and do become anew, the other person that we were isn't there anymore. And we're to strive to do what's best. And Paul definitely, he brings this out, and he's trying to instruct the people in the Corinthians about what it is. And he went on to say that it was true that in the past we thought of Christ just like everybody else. This is a human being. This is a carpenter's son, and so forth. But we don't think that way anymore because we know different. When anybody is in Christ, it's a brand new world with a brand new future. Things are all possible when you believe in God. But we have to remember that this is God's world that we are trying to tell people about, not ours. This is all about God, and Jesus came here to tell us that. So through Christ, God made peace between him and us, and God gave us work to bring, you know, people into peace. In Christ, God didn't hold people guilty for their sins because he gave us that message of peace to tell people. That's what is in the scripture. So we have been sent to speak for Christ. It is like God is calling to people through us. We speak for Christ and we beg you to be at peace with God. Christ didn't have any sin, but God made him become sin so that we, you and I, could be right with God. When you really think about that, that's pretty awesome, isn't it? And that means that no one needs to think that they're not worthy, because you are. Each of us was made special, just like the different parts of our body. And we were all given special gifts. Don't be afraid to say that you love God. And you know that Christ is God's Son. And you know that he has left us with the Holy Spirit that walks with us every day. I pray as Easter approaches that you won't wait till Easter just to come to church. We need each other. We need friends. You don't have to walk through this world alone, and you're not alone. Jesus suffered terribly for us, and although we suffer, we know that he died for our sins. So let's think about that whenever we go to church and worship, and as we reach out, try to tell others and encompass them in the warmth and in the security that we feel. And if we don't feel it, maybe we need to search for it through one another and through prayer. I'm going to leave us with this word of prayer. Dear Lord, help us to understand why we're here, what it is you want us to do, and who the people are that you send into our lives to start talking about Jesus and about God and what we're to tell them. And God, when we're asked to do something, help us not to be afraid. Help us to know that you will direct us in what we should say and do. We don't have to come up on it on our own, because you're there for us and with us through all things. Thank you for all your many blessings, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, for WCBL and WCCK, for the Third Place Ministries that sponsor this program, for you, our listening audience, we hope that maybe through the scriptures in the Bible and so forth, that you will find peace, that you will find direction. Be sure and have faith and pray, and don't treat the Bible like a worship object. The Bible, if you want to worship something, is the word that's inside. That's what we worship. It's okay to write in your Bibles. It's okay to touch them. It's okay to open them up. It's okay because they talk about Jesus. They talk about God, and they direct us. Amen. Bye-bye for now. And I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll tune in next week. And bye-bye.
This has been the Day One Follow-Up Show, brought to you by the Marshall County United Methodist Churches.